The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now, in the middle of all the glitz and the glamour of this time of year, we must remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves and who will spend Christmas sleeping rough on the streets across the country. And with me now in studio is Alice Leahy, founder of the Alice Leahy Trust, celebrating its 50th birthday, Alice. 50 years.
50 years, Pat.
And when you started it all those years ago, you had no idea you'd still be doing it 50 years
on. We thought we'd have homelessness solved. Yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah, but and even the politicians.
But you know that line, the poor will always be with us. Certainly the homeless will always be with us.
And they will. They will. I mean, that's the nature of us human beings.
Now, it's business as usual for you today. So what was it like this morning in Trust?
Well, this morning, well, first of all, I should say in the early days on Christmas Eve, you'd go in and there was one man who used to come in and I was the nearest to our centre. So I would go in. He was, I know his name. He was from Scotland. I'm sure the poor man is dead now. But this morning, everyone was in at 8 o'clock and we had people from 13 different countries. Well, I named them out.
Yeah.
They were from Latvia, Lithuania, Sudan, Romania, Albania, Ukraine, Brazil, Poland, Russia and Ireland. And four of them were Irish. And I suppose what we, and I have wonderful staff who came in this morning and they were closing at 11. But the one thing they all had in common was they were sleeping out.
Now, is that a choice still? You know, we're told hostel accommodation is there if you want it. And I know some people won't go to hostels because some of them are wet hostels where there'll be drink and they don't want to be near drink.
And they don't. And I suppose one man this morning, and for a lot of people it is a choice, and many of them are sleeping out in the park and many of them know that there is the emergency number if things get very bad. And even in the storm recently, they didn't move in. But one man this morning, I was chatting with him, he was Irish, and he was going around with his carrier bag. And I said, what are you doing tomorrow? And he said, I will go to the RDS, but I'll just have the food. I don't want to stay. And he's 5 months off the drink on Christmas Day. And so he was going off with his carrier bag, wheelie bag, and going off. And there were so many
and
different...
And he's aware comments. That if he's there on this drink around, that the temptation that
he,
will be there.
He knows. And, and he's struggling every day. And it's great. He is on top of it and he is aware. Then I asked some of the people coming in about... And a number whose English mightn't be said, it's about family. And one man who was in, I said, well, are you in touch with your family? And he said, no, not for a long time. But I said, you may be in the new year if you want to make contact or that. Another man who's Irish, who sleeps out in the suburbs, very isolated. And I suppose isolation captures rather than loneliness, because many have isolated themselves and maybe are happy in that situation. But I said to him, and what are you doing now? And he said, well, I'll walk up Grafton Street. He said, I like the buzz. And then he showed me his three bags and he doesn't like asking for things and he doesn't want for anything. He does need things, but he won't ask for them. And he had his sleeping bag and his bits and pieces. And I said, what will you do now tomorrow? And he said, well, I'll get a few things now today. I'll get a bar of chocolate. So I said to Mark, look, Mark, there's loads of chocolate and biscuits. But he said, Alice, he won't take them. You know, so you're dealing with that. And then one man who had come in, he comes in every week and he came in to wash his feet. And I always end up talking about feet, but the reality is we all need to cherish our feet and look after them to keep walking or dancing around or going home from Christmas, as Chris Rea would say. And there he was soaking his feet. And I said, what are you doing now for Christmas? And he said, I'll just ramble around. So
we ramble.
So we hear an awful lot about the figures and we hear an awful lot about food. But really, we try and keep Christmas very simple. We have our candle on the table. We have nice, simple decorations. We have the carols in the background. And we feel it is very important for the people coming in that this isn't kind of showtime. This is another day and we keep it normal.
Yeah. Now, there is no reason why anyone should go hungry at Christmas, isn't that so? Even though you may be homeless, there is food and possibly an abundance.
Well, I myself think there is an awful lot of waste of food around Christmas time at all levels. And I don't know if it's got to do with the history of the famine, you know, that we concentrate so much on food. Now, I know there are, we don't work with families, we don't work with children. And I know there are agencies who are doing great work in that area. And there are people, but when you see food and even all the television programs on food now, we're too kind of taken up in concentrating on the food. And yet, when you think of Christmas and you think of your parents and that making the Christmas pudding and the cake, it was very much a family kind of event. And I think I dropped into Whitefriars Street the other day when I was passing by. There was the most wonderful crib there. And of course, you see, it's not fashionable to talk about the celebration of the Christ child in the manger. But what could be more symbolic of what's happening in Irish society today than a child being born in a stable? You know, these are the things that are happening today. So I think we need to be kind of forget about being too politically correct and just say it as it is.
Now, for the people, you mentioned 13 different countries coming into Trust this morning, and you feel for the people who are so far away. I mean, for Irish people who are close to home maybe and choose not to go home or are too embarrassed or perhaps ashamed to go home. But those people from Romania, from Russia, I mean, it's so awful. Far from everything that is traditional
everything.
For them.
And you almost feel, I mean, saying Happy Christmas is just so superficial, really. And you just kind of chat with them and keep things fairly normal and hope that you can understand each other. But you could see grown men with tears in their eyes, you know. It is that being cut off from home. And even sure, in the early days when I moved to Dublin, sure, it was like going to New York or outer space. We had no phones or anything. And home was a special place. And I think, and a few people today did mention to me in the middle of their broken English, family and home. And I mean, I was listening to Chris Rea. I mean, going home for Christmas,
you
doesn't
know he,
that?
He died the other day.
And he died. Rea. And last Sunday, I was, I like Grafton Street early to just walk around. And I was walking along and I met Kieran, who sleeps out of Phoenix Park. And I'm sure he's listening in today. He wasn't in before I came in. And there he was coming towards me. And people would know him around the city or could hear him before they'd see him. And he said, "Ah, there you are, Alice." And I said, "What are you doing now, Jacob?" "I'm going down to Merchant's Quay for a dinner." And I said, "Oh, that's great." And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going home." And afterwards, it just struck me. Here was I going home. I could turn the key on the door. I could do whatever I liked. And there was he. And sometimes it's the simple throwaway word that comes into your head. And could I just say, Pat, can I use this opportunity to thank people? People are just wonderful throughout this country. The cards we've got from all over Ireland, from people who we didn't even know, and a lot of that is thanks to the publicity we got from your station here and other stations in a recent 50.
I mean, you have to exist on the benevolence of the public, don't you? You don't.
We never ask for a penny, and people have been so good to us, especially this Christmas. But sadly, I have, if someone said if they get their hands on it, I have an address book, and when I go through it for old addresses, so many of the people we knew over the years have passed away. And yet the younger generation keep in touch with us. But can I mention one man I got a card from? If he might be listening in. Now, I know you're not a Tipperary hurling fan, Pat. You're
Kilkenny, of course.
I know
the connections.
Cathy's connections. Anyway, I got a note from a man at Christmas. I met him a number of years ago, himself and his wife, when I got off the train in Thurles and I went into Lidl or Aldi. And this couple came up to me and they knew about me. And ever since, they wrote to me every Christmas. And I got a note from him this Christmas. And he said his poor wife had passed away in her sleep. But he said she went to heaven a happy woman because she had her photograph taken with the young hurler of the year and she met the captain of the Tipperary team. Now, that man had gone to the trouble to write to me, but it kind of shows, you know, at Christmas there's all the hype and all the buzz and all the food and everything. It often is the very simple things, and we believe in the importance of the simple things.
Well, Alice, may I wish you a very happy Christmas. Your service is closed tomorrow.
Yeah.
And when do you reopen?
Well, we never work at the weekend. We're always conscious that it's very hard work, Pat. And we're not there just dealing with numbers. Each person gets a lot of time and they need time. And we've seen changes in people when they get the time. Yeah. But I have wonderful staff there. I wouldn't be here without them. They are amazing. We have a great board of directors. So everybody has gone off to have a rest. And then we'll be back next the Monday after Christmas as if nothing happened. We'll say, what's another year? Was that what Johnny Logan said?
Alice Leahy, the founder of the Alice Leahy Trust. Alice, thank you very much for joining us and have a very, very happy Christmas.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.